one of the things I've learned, I think, in my career to this time is that I think people thought that a cognitive experience of the world was the predominant kind of way that we understand ourselves and others. And whether it's politics, whether it's relationships, or whether it's music, I think I've come to understand it's the social and emotional kind of context. The social and emotional lens is actually the one that we really truly experience ourselves in the world. And the arts are part and parcel of that social and emotional lens, right? Most arts are done in some sort of social aspect, whether it's for, whether we do it in a social context, like music, or we do it for others to appreciate, right? Like the painted art. There is really a difficult way. There's no way that you can create art without some sort of notion of the social, right? And then when you think about the emotional, is that common experience, that thing that allows you and me to listen to a piece and have a similar reaction, that's that universal emotional space.